Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. My name's Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges. We're starting a brand new series of challenges. We've just finished working through the Sermon on the Mount, and now we're gonna spend the rest of the summer looking at the balance of work and rest in our lives, especially as followers of Jesus, what that looks like. We'll be talking a lot about rhythm and balance, and that's exactly what our daily challenges are always modeled around. Every week we have a daily rhythm that starts with a new idea on Monday. Tuesdays, we look at where that idea comes from in the Bible. Wednesdays, we see how that changes us. Thursdays, we try to put that into practice. And then Friday, we take time to pray and reflect about that topic. Saturday is a day for rest. And then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And we're starting a brand new Christian community in Ajax. I'm actually standing right at the corner where we happen to have land. So if our community gets to the point where we need our own building, we've got that land right here in the heart of Ajax. I'd love to hear from you as we get ready to launch our community. We're going to be having some public events this fall, and we have a survey going on right now on our website or in our mobile app, asking what kind of events you'd like to be a part of as we get ready to launch in 2014. Now, as we look at the balance of work and rest, I've got a question that we're going to explore today, and it's, what's your dream job? I remember being asked that years ago, and I thought about it for a moment, but then I said, absolutely, my dream job would be to own a tall ship. Not just to own it for my own pleasure, but to, you know, run a school out of it. Take high school students around the world, so they'd be learning not just from textbooks, but learning by actually seeing the places they were reading about in history books, actually tying the knots, running the ship, learning about physics as the wind fills the sails. They'd be learning as they did, and as they worked together as a team, they'd be learning about leadership and teamwork. Would have been a really exciting way to combine work and leisure together. What could be more relaxing and restful than traveling the world in a tall ship, sailing across the ocean? Well, at the same time, having work to do in order to experience that kind of rest and beauty. Having to work hard physically to keep that ship going, and having to work hard to keep a team together and functioning. Having to work hard to teach students who are going to have trouble learning certain concepts. It'd be that balance of work and rest that I think we all need in our lives, and we're going to be exploring for the next few weeks at Redeem the Commute. We seem to have a hard time balancing work and rest, because work is a challenging concept for us. Just listen into people's conversations at work or on the train or bus, and you're going to hear people complaining about their work. We Canadians love to complain about our work like we love to complain about our weather. But then there was a scientific study done that said 76% of Canadians actually say they're satisfied or even very satisfied with their work. So clearly there's a bit of a hobby there in terms of complaining about work, and when we're actually asked a direct question, we don't mind saying, you know what, it's okay. Because it feeds my family, makes me feel fulfilled, like I'm doing something for society. Whatever our answer might be, we're willing to say we're satisfied. It can be hard to figure out what we really believe about our work. And one way to scratch underneath the surface and get beyond just the complaining is to ask somebody, if you suddenly inherited enough money to retire, would you retire? Would you actually stop working? Or would you work differently? Or would you work at a different job? Clearly, a lot of us would keep working, we would just work differently. Or we'd work at different jobs that we found more fulfilling if we were able to provide for ourselves or our families differently. Well, that's my question for you to consider today. I hope you won't do it alone, but that you'll discuss your answer with somebody in your life, somebody from the train or bus or from the neighborhood or from work. Ask each other, what's your dream job? And if you suddenly inherited enough money to retire, would you retire or would you take on that dream job? Or would you keep your job and just do it differently, with a different attitude? Have a great time discussing that, and I'll see you tomorrow as we look at what the Bible has to say about our relationship with work. Bye for now.